As we draw towards the end of another year, we reflect on what we've all been doing over the last 12 months. Now, for Microsoft, that means taking a look at what we've been searching for online. Today, revealing Australia's top search terms on Bing for 2014. On the line to talk us through the highlights is Melissa DeWick from Microsoft Australia. Thanks for coming on Tech Daily, Mel.
Thanks for having me back again, Andy. Great to be here.
Now, before we drill down into the categories, what is the standout search term for the year? Is there something that's grabbed us the most above all?
The top trends this year really shone a light on our obsession with all things Hollywood and celebrity. It really was the thing that people were obsessed about knowing and searching and finding and learning more. So that really was the standout result insofar as, you know, celebrity was just what people really felt they wanted to stay on top of, and it was great to see Miranda Kerr, a homegrown talent, at the top of the list of the most searched celebrities on Bing Australia this year. So given it was her first year being single since her breakup in 2013 with Orlando Bloom, there certainly seemed to be a lot of curiosity to find out what her next move would be. So that was Miranda Kerr at the top of the celebrity list for Australia.
Okay, do these results differ much globally, or there are some things that Aussies just can't get enough of online that other parts of the world maybe aren't as fussed with?
Well, look, you know, it's really interesting because on our Bing Trends site, you can actually look at the results from other countries around the world. And one thing for Australia, we had Kim Kardashian come in at number 6 of our top search celebrities, where she was number 1 on the US list. And in the UK, their top search celebrity was Peaches Geldof. So that just gives you a sense of, it really is interesting that the top 10 are quite similar by country, but certainly that number 1 is quite different and really speaks to a kind of a narrative that's more particular to that country, especially in the Miranda Kerr for Australia and Peaches Geldof, sadly and tragically, for the UK. So that's one example where it definitely differs.
Okay, so as we've been saying, you've broken down these top Bing searches into 8 categories for the year. As you've mentioned, celebrity, there's music, movies, fashion brands, sport, technology, politics, and news and current affairs. Maybe let's just talk through some of those and the stories behind them. I guess we've really, covered off celebrity there with Miranda Kerr at the top for Australia. But in music, I mean, of recent times, it's been all about Taylor Swift, but she hasn't been the top search on Bing for the year, has she?
No, she was number 9 on Bing Australia's list. We actually had Katy Perry. And when you think about the year Katy Perry had for Australia, you know, she had her tour of her Prismatic tour. So she did make a roaring head start to both the music charts and our search list, really positioning herself this year, captivating audiences. So she was also made it onto the celebrity list at number 4. So she appeared on 2 lists for Australia. And Taylor Swift there at number 9 also, you know, had a big year. I mean, one of the things we can think about looking back, she controversially withdrew her whole music catalogue from Spotify. Mm. So, you know, she still went on to break sales records, but certainly that was kind of one of the things this year.
Let's talk about some of the fun things, being movies and technology. Now, one of my favourite movies of the year was Transformers, which is kind of falls into number 5 in your ranking for search terms on Bing for the year. But no surprise, what's at number 1?
Wasn't a surprise. Frozen was the number 1 searched movie in Australia in 2014. Let It Go. Do you know the words, Andy? Because everybody else seems to. It became the song we just couldn't get out of our heads. Frozen definitely captured the hearts of children and adults alike across Australia this year. And you think about the impact of Frozen, I mean, just from even the merchandise, you see little girls walking around in Elsa outfits all over the shopping centres of Australia. And you know, even you think about Disney and their history of blockbusters, Frozen has really been the thing. I mean, it toppled Lion King from the mantle as Disney's most successful film yet. So one for the young and the old alike with Frozen, and certainly no surprise there.
All I can say, Melissa, is do you want to build a snowman?
Exactly. And I think for movies, I mean, you're right. I mean, it's really the franchise movies. We've got Transformers. We've got The Hunger Games. And it's really showing the success of these franchise movies where they have legions of fans and people are really loyal and kind of, you know, it's the water cooler conversation. You have to see it. And then Wolf of Wall Street was number 2. And given the Margot Robbie kind of breakaway performance on number number of levels in The Wolf of Wall Street. That, you know, and some Australian love there for Margot in that film. She was number, well, that film, sorry, was number two in our list of movies this year when we look back on 2014 and the year that was in terms of Bing search results.
Looking at technology, something I've spotted straight away is at number two on the search results is another Microsoft brand being Xbox One. This is amazing because it really speaks to the success of the Xbox One console that launched a bit over a year ago, because even though PlayStation 4 has been the top-selling console for the year, Xbox One is coming in at number two on your search results.
Yeah, and I think when you think about gaming as a platform, you've got the games as well, and it's not just the console. So I think, you know, people, you know, I mean, here at Microsoft with Xbox One, one of our most loved brands and one of our top consumer offerings in terms of, you know, products, it is about attaching the games. So I think, you know, that's just a whole ecosystem and, you know, very passionate category. So when you look at the technology brands in this list and take away that categorization, you know, amazing to see iPhone 6, no surprise. Yeah. Definitely share of search, share of shoppers' wallets this year at number one. And then, you know, even things that really broke through, like a Fitbit, even I've got one, and that's, you know, it's certainly not my passion area, but you know, Fitbit was something that made a piece of technology incredibly approachable on a very functional level. And, you know, workplaces around Australia are kind of all monitoring their Fitbit steps for the day and getting really competitive. So, yeah, and Google Glass, I mean, innovation continues. Number nine, Google Glass. I think people really watched that with interest and continue to watch that with interest. And it was number nine on our technology brands list.
Excellent. Well, that's a good overview of what's happening in 2014 on Bing. And you mentioned you have the comprehensive Bing 2014 report online. What was that web address again?
Yes, Andy, you can check out all of the winners of the top 10 categories at bingtrends.com. So bingtrends.com, and you can check out the Australian results as well as see the other results from countries around the world, and you can have a look at what really captivated people in their search results 2014.
Excellent. Melissa DeWick from Microsoft Australia, thanks again for coming on Tech Daily.
Thanks, Andy. My pleasure.